I feel like people don't listen to us, Sluggo. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, because we gave great advice on how to get away in a car chase just the other day here on this channel, this station. And is this guy paying you attention?
No.
Who are you watching?
This is an SUV that has a trailer.
He's trying to run away from the police on the 210 freeway, right?
And it was, you know, I don't know, 30 miles an hour?
Yeah. Well, how fast are you going to go with a trailer? Are you ever going to get away in that with that trailer?
We gave some pretty good advice. You got to have a motorcycle, and you got to get away immediately before the helicopter
Before the helicopter's
in. Thank you to Tim and Raul and others for pointing out that there was a car chase going on. As you know, I love them. He stopped now on the 210. He's making his way back to the police, and they're going to
arrest
him.
Those of you on the 210, that's what's going on. This guy wasn't paying the attention, could have gotten away, but no, he doesn't listen to this showgram to know how to do it.
What if he was listening, and he's now out, and he can't hear us?
Dude, you blew it. You blew it.
I totally could have done it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And, you know, maybe it's because it's the first day of heat. It was 86 degrees driving in today, and I was hot and sweaty, and hate the world.
Where did you grow up?
122 when I left. The last day I was there, it was
where?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
I hate it.
That's
I
where
hate
I grew
that
up.
Heat. Doesn't it blow?
No. 86 is really nice.
It's really hot.
I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I don't like when it's 115.
No, that really sucks.
That sucks, especially. Yeah. And Woodland Hills over near the area where I live is hell.
You know how I am, though, man. If it's cloudy out there and cold and windy, I need to move to Seattle. You know, maybe you just drive people away to Seattle. Because I'm really thinking about going up there where it's cold.
It's my fault?
Yeah, somehow. She drove Bean to Seattle. Now I'm feeling like going there.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
It can't be sunny enough for me. It's just
really,
yeah.
Well, that's very California of you. That's
too
good.
Much fun.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up on today's show, being a masseuse must suck.
I would think.
Masseur.
Yeah, I go to get a lot of massages, and I would think
that very much surprises me.
Well, it is a weird thing.
You're kind of a keep people away guy.
Generally, very much so. But if I'm paying cash and I don't know the person and I'm out in an hour, you know, it's good to go.
Right.
But I always think, God, how can they touch this disgusting body of mine? I mean, the cash I'm giving them is not enough. It really
isn't.
You're
not earning this.
No. Whatever. So I think, yes, that must be a rough job.
A nightmare.
Yeah.
Sluggo is a guy who wants to move to Mars.
Yep. Hell
and
yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but there's some more information on Elon Musk.
Yes.
And on his crazy girlfriend.
Yeah, Grimes.
Grimes.
Good for her.
And how she wants to live and die.
On Mars. I'm right there with her.
I don't believe you.
Shoot me off to Mars.
I don't believe you.
I'll set up camp.
Don't believe it.
That's I wouldn't now because
I think it's fun to say that.
No, it's totally true,
I
dude.
Do not believe it.
I totally would.
All right, we'll get into it.
Because it would be so cool and so crazy.
Would it be cool?
Yeah.
What if it was 200 degrees and you stepped out and just burned right up?
No, it wouldn't happen on Mars. It'd be very cold, but... still.
Saying what if.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I do know. Hey, let's dedicate this song to that guy who just got busted on the 210 with his stupid trailer.
The dumbass and
Boo.
All the cars that are behind him. 95.5 KLOS
on the California.
Whoa.
KLOS Money Report.
Get it together.
So 9 days before that new Cheap Trick album is out. Really looking forward to it. Man, do I love that song, Light Up the Fire. And I forgot to say, it's Angus Young's birthday.
That's
damn
important.
It. Yeah. So happy birthday, man. 66 today.
He's 66.
Can you believe that? He's still rocking like a mofo, and he's 66.
I sort of thought I had seen AC/DC a lot when they played Coachella.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, oh, I'll check out some other stuff, because I've seen AC/DC play a bunch of times.
Right.
And then I wandered back over, and I was like, holy hell.
Just so good, right? Just insanely
this
good.
This band just blows you away.
Yep, yep.
Love
yep,
it.
Yep, yep.
All right, listen, yesterday I had a moment with, and let me explain.
Yay,
this
moment with. Yay.
There might be some listeners that don't know what that is. I used to work at a radio station, K-Rock, for 30 years.
You did?
And I made a lot of mistakes, and they would take the mistakes, and they would make a moment with, and then they would replay the mistakes.
Over and over and over and over.
Yes.
And, over.
And I mean, honestly, I wish they weren't me, but they're hilarious. Like, I laugh at every one of them.
Right.
I would like to laugh at someone else, however.
No one else has stepped up yet.
No,
it's possible. I might, because I don't know. There's something going on
that.
In my brain as we move forward.
I would love if you joined me.
That's a good possibility. I mean, like, I was just starting another promo here.
Yeah, well.
You know, we're on our way to that. We're all on our way to Kevindom.
I hope not. But it's a weird choice for me to do this job, considering there are times when my brain freezes. Now, there's two different things. There's one, I can't think of a word. And you know those little machines that you put a quarter in? It's got a little hook and it picks up a stuffed animal.
The claw.
The claw. Right? That's my brain and the claw's broken.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter how long I sit there. I won't think of that word.
The gears just have frozen. Yes. And the claw won't drop or move further.
And the other one is my mind just freezes going forward.
Right.
And parts come out. And they're out of order a lot of times.
Honestly, that happens to me, and I can't imagine you haven't noticed in real life on a regular basis. But for some reason, as soon as I turn on the stupid microphone, I can babble on
That's
and on and
BS,
on.
That's BS, man.
It's weird. Yeah, I guess I just
it
won't.
It doesn't
allow.
Happen to me so much in real life, but when I get on the radio.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't ever have that problem
but
in real life.
But I do.
You sure do.
Only when the mics are on.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Weird.
And the weird thing is that people root against me being able to use the English language. That's the weird thing.
Like, I mean, because it's hilarious.
Like, in what world?
It's like watching a car crash. You just sort of have to. And then
I guess.
Rewind it a few times and watch it again. And
I guess, but
on a skateboard.
It's just odd in that I am trying my best not to do that.
Right.
And when I fail, people cheer.
Well, maybe you should lay on the couch and we'll talk about that. Stop caring so much, you know, just let it go and breathe deeply.
Play, what was it, yesterday?
Yes.
We were talking to a contestant.
Yes.
About the 1 second of nonstop rock.
I have to do it.
And I'm going to explain it because I didn't during the call, which you'll hear.
Right.
I was trying to say we're going to play it for you again and it'll either help you narrow in on your original choice or change your mind. But listen to it. And give it a shot. That's what I was trying to
say. But somehow the train came off the tracks.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Okay, we're going to play it for you one more time. And maybe you can just either become more
Whoa, where's this going?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
You looked at me.
I know. I was afraid. I was like, uh-oh. I better call 911. This dude's melting down.
No, that happens regularly.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen it in person all these years. I've never seen it occur.
I did recognize fear in your eyes.
You also had a weird... You're usually a bright young fellow, and you got bright young eyes, and you seem to be alert and aware. Honestly, dude,
I checked out?
You had.
What?
Yeah, they were a little, you were looking my direction, but you weren't really looking, seeing me anymore.
You were looking in my eyes and no one was home?
Basically, yes.
Oh, yeah. No.
I could tell that you were searching for words,
But was I? Let's just play the clip again, because I don't know that I was searching for
words.
Okay,
here you go.
All right. Okay, we're going to play it for you one more time, and maybe you can just either become more
And that was it. I was like, I can't.
Then you jumped
Let
in.
This guy fall apart anymore.
Which was really nice of you, but against the rules of the other
station. Yeah. I've had that pointed out. Wait, no, let it go. Let him melt down.
The rules of the other station.
China.
Do not jump in and help. So I get this tweet about when I did that live.
Right.
I actually gasped and stopped what I was working on. Clapped. Then put my arms in the air when I heard it.
Woo! All right, who's that from? I love that.
That's
person.
From Raul. Who's
right on Raul. Yeah, he sent some great stuff.
He really has.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, that made his day, and I had a bunch of other people going, finally!
I'm seeing him. I'm picturing him working on some important thing on his laptop, and all of a sudden he and throws his arms in the air.
And people recognize when it starts to happen, and I can't do anything about it. That's the worst.
That's good.
So here we go again.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a little game we like to call Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop
rock
game. And it's worth $500 each hour between 3 and 4, 4 and 5, 5 and 6. But if people don't get it, it rolls over.
Yeah, we don't want to just, keep it at 500. That's kind of boring. So the second hour, it'll be 1,000. And then how many times, I guess, people have missed it?
Three times.
So it's up to $2,000.
It is up to $2,000 right
now. Nice.
So we're going to play a 1 second of a song, and you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and identify the song title and the artist, and you will win $2,000.
So that would be nice in your pocket, yeah? Here you go. Take a listen. What is that? If you think you know, 818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, caller 13?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Is that, don't say it yet. We want to play it for you, give you an extra chance to listen to it, and then tell us.
Let's go back to the beginning of the call. Or you tell us your name.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Andrew from Fullerton. Let's give a shout out to Heroes in Fullerton Bar and Grill, best bar in town.
Right. Hey, man. First, he's got nothing to say, and now he's got a manifesto.
Yeah. And you might win $2,000 and you shout out your place of employment. That's pretty impressive.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
All right, we're going to play it for you, and you just identify it, song title and artist.
And here you go. What is that?
More Than a Feeling by Journey?
That's not the case.
That is incorrect.
But thanks for getting that shout out in. That was well done.
2,500.
Hell yeah. Take it easy, guys.
Sorry.
Thank you. $2,500 between 4 and 5.
They distorted their guitars there at the end. They should be more careful.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
I asked you earlier today off the air if maybe it was on the air. I don't remember.
Who knows?
It's an hour ago. If you've ever gotten a massage.
Right.
I was very surprised by your answer.
Yes, many times. For a while I was going twice a week. I never felt better in my life. I found this woman who was basically doing, you know, Swedish massage, which is what I like. But then she's like, let me do some Thai. And then finally she said, let me walk on your back. And she was so little, and I'd always wanted someone to do that.
Why?
Because it just seems like it would feel really good. It's so much pressure pushing down on you in specific places, and you can use your toes and, you know, really get in and dig in. I mean, I understand that. I get it.
That's gross.
You know? And she was
on me.
Filthy. No.
She had hair all over her feet.
She was great.
You seem like a guy who would hate.
Yeah.
That kind of contact with anyone.
Very much anti-me.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. I think it's because I'm going to be in and out in 90 minutes, and I will not see this person again, and we're paying cash, and it's something going on. I mean, you know.
It's a business transaction.
Yeah. But if it's just someone on the street, no.
There is a NFL quarterback named Deshaun Watson, and he has a weird group of people. He has like 24 people that are accusing him of trying to get sexual favors.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
While getting massage.
And that's so lame.
And then like 18 others came out and said, oh no, we've massaged him and he was fine.
Maybe he just wasn't into them.
I don't know.
Of all the times I went, I only had one person suggest, hey, you know, let me know what you would like. I was in Vegas, actually.
Really?
He had a proper casino. And I'm like, no, that's...
Hey, was that a
casino? Go somewhere. I'll go to the chicken ranch if I'm looking.
Which casino?
Honestly, I don't remember. Yeah, you're writing it down.
I'm sorry.
So, yeah, you like massages, right?
I do. Well, since I hurt my back, yes.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine being a masseuse or a masseur.
No, that's got to be a bad job, especially when people coming on to you. So is this guy, I mean, is this really, do you think this is happening?
It's not one of those things where I can tell.
Right, sure.
Because there's people on both sides.
So
who knows? I don't want to get to the bottom of that, but I do want to get to the bottom of what kind of a life choice that is and how much that must suck.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because
I could almost see, I'm really good at giving massages. Actually,
what
I could see doing that.
What have you done with Sluggo?
I don't know. I guess when you remove normal personal contact, it doesn't bother me or something. I don't
know.
That's
so weird.
It is sort of weird. Yeah.
It has to be annoying though, because
yes,
let's be honest,
be rough.
Any
yes.
job where you handle people is annoying.
Yeah.
Because people can be super annoying.
Yeah.
Even if you're, you know, sell it retail or whatever.
Right.
People are annoying.
And if you work at one of these places, you can't say, no, I ain't going to do this person. They're
probably right.
I wouldn't think so. I've never asked. I mean, I've had lots of them turn me down. No, get out. You're disgusting. I do think that. I'm like, how can you possibly want to? That's crazy.
Do you tip them bigger?
I do, actually. I do.
Yeah,
I tip everybody.
This
though,
is my
so.
Tip. Yeah. This is for me being ugly. Yeah. This is for me.
Here's for the smell today. Sorry about that. I did bathe, but I don't know what happened. It's just...
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. It can't be.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a great profession.
Oh, yeah.
Helps people
feel
better.
Very necessary. Yeah.
But when you're talking about people who are basically nude under a sheet...
Oh, wait, there's supposed to be a sheet?
Get
their sheet out of here.
Necessarily go well.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So 818-955-KLOS.
818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about masseuses and what it must be like to get a massage, what it must be like to give massages.
Yeah, to have that particular job. I've gotten plenty. You've had plenty.
I have.
What is it like to actually, all right, lay down on the table after you strip naked, and I'm going to put my hands on you, and I'm going to make you feel better?
KLOS, you had one of those?
Yeah, I had a great massage story, and it's not naughty or anything like that.
All right, tell me.
You know, I was a framer back in the 90s, and I had really had a hard week, and I had never gone to a massage before. And you hear all the stories, and I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a good massage.
Right.
And I could give you the name of the place, but it had to do with massage masters and stuff.
Okay.
They were professional. They sounded like a professional massage place. And so I went in there, and there were these cute girls, you know, at the front desk and everything. And I was like, oh, cool, one of them might be giving me my massage and everything. And so I went in, and they legitimately, you know, took a shower, got in a robe, laid down on the table, and I waited. And then this big, super strong-looking mannequin.
Oh, man, they sent in a ringer. They sent in a guy.
Bald hair comes walking in, and I'm like, oh, crap. And so he starts giving me a massage, and I'm like, oh, my God, it was the best massage ever. I could feel like he could find these little chunks of, you know, poison stuff in my muscles.
Yeah.
And he was breaking them loose and everything. And I literally got nauseous from all the chemicals that he had.
Oh, yeah, that can happen, especially your first one. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but I got really nauseous and dizzy and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, all I can say is, hands down, it was the best massage I've ever had in my life.
Did you start dating him?
It was great.
What? Nothing.
Right on. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey there.
Hey, we're looking for masseuses. Are you a masseuse?
I'm actually, they call us massage therapists.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yes.
I did not know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So I've been a massage therapist for about 13 years, and I've had some pretty interesting things happen to me in the past. Nothing really sexual, but had an old lady take just a giant dookie on my table.
Oh, man, really? How did you handle that situation?
She just all over the place, and she was like SBDing the whole hour, you know, silent but deadly.
Oh, and,
see, I quit my job.
Yeah,
I quit my job right then.
Uh-huh.
I turned her over face up, and she was just like, uh-oh. And I was like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
She was like, uh-oh. And
no.
I'm like, I said, what just happened?
No.
She said, I pooped. And I'm like, you pooped? And she's like, yep.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Like, just now?
This is the
and
worst story
like,
ever.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
And but wait, how long ago was this? And you kept going.
This was like 8 years ago. And
wait,
I met
wow.
them.
Did you finish?
I kept at it. Oh, you know what? I couldn't. I had to tell her to get up and go, and
yeah.
it was going down her leg.
Oh, her leg. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks
though.
For calling. Yeah.
Wow, but she kept on trucking with the job. That's impressive.
I didn't think there would be anything that bad. Remember that massage therapist telling us that story about the old woman?
I will never forget that now. That's horrifying. Good on her for keeping that job. Wow. So Marcy's March Madness, the madness continues. Right now, it's 60% for those guys, Led Zeppelin. Just a little while ago, we played you Pink Floyd. They're at 40%, so it's kind of split.
Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah. I guess JD's going to decide it all, the final four this weekend.
All right.
So we, of course, encourage wagering on this.
Oh, of course.
Make sure you
gamble on everything.
Yeah, bet with your friends, man.
Daughtry on 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we would like to give away $2,500.
And we're going
to
do it during the KLOS Free Ride, which is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Nicely done.
Thanks. It just keeps rolling over, man. And I like to see the money go higher and higher.
I do too, but I don't want to feel like I'm rooting against whoever is going to call now.
It's a fine line.
But I am.
I wanted to get to $7,000 or something.
It's That'd Kevin awesome. And Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. And it's worth $500. Unless you miss it, then it rolls over. And now it's $2,500.
Dang. So listen to this 1 second of this little song that you've heard a few times. And if you can tell us who it is, what the name of the song is, and be caller 13, and you get yourself $2,500. So here you go. What is it? Now's the time to tell us. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. It's not going to play.
Just play the thing.
I refuse.
It's Kevin's Legos, 1 second of nonstop rock.
No, we need a pretty little sounder because it's so nice.
Right. Well, we're waiting.
Oh, you mean this one?
It's Kevin and Slugos, 1 second of nonstop rock.
We are getting less organized as we go.
Yeah, how is that possible?
For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce, have you been caller 13 before?
Yes, I missed Paranoid.
Oh, Black Sabbath.
That's what I thought. I recognize you.
I picked Motorhead.
How did you get through again,
yeah, that's
caller 13?
Amazing. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm getting lucky.
You got 500 phone lines there, don't you? You got a bank of phones.
All right, we're going to play it for you again, but do you have an idea what it is?
I'm going to say no, because if I say yes, I'm going to jinx myself.
Okay, all right. You don't want to jinx yourself. All right, we'll play it for you one more time, and then give us the artist and the song title.
Here you go. Listen up. What do you think that is?
Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
About. Unbelievable.
You just keep on hitting it until you finally get it.
You got $2,500.
All right.
Well done.
Let's play a longer clip so everyone playing at home can hear the entire thing, the whole solution to it.
What are you going to do with the money?
Maybe a LA Kings little mini package next year.
Oh, there you go.
You got Kevin's interest there.
Now we're talking.
You'll have to take Kevin.
Yeah, you talk to Luke all the time.
I have to be your plus one.
Yeah.
I hope that's cool.
Right, definitely, Kevin.
Okay. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I would like to re-ask a question that I asked you earlier, and that is, would you like to go to Mars?
I would 100% go to Mars, and I know that means there's no way you're going to be able to blast off from that planet and come back. There's no way they can bring you back. I mean, if anyone goes in the next 30 years, probably, 20 or years, something like that, you're living the rest of your life there. You're not coming home.
And the rest of your life is going to be like a day and a half. I mean, let's be honest.
It should, they're practicing now as to how the habitations will work and, blah, blah, blah.
Play this clip of Joe Rogan talking to Elon Musk about how long it'll be before we can actually settle on Mars.
Okay.
Or there's regular travel back and forth to Mars. Like a real civilization on Mars.
Well, I think it's going to take a while to build a real civilization. The threshold that really matters is, do we have enough resources on Mars such that if the spaceships from Earth stop coming...
You can survive.
Yeah. You got to have all the things necessary to sustain civilization on Mars. And the reason that the ships from Earth stop coming could be World War III, or it could be due to a slow decline of civilization. So civilization here on Earth could end with a bang or a whimper.
Or natural disasters.
Yeah.
Asteroid impact, yeah, super volcano.
Up in the bang category.
Yeah. Bang category. I love that. Yeah, that wasn't really what popped into his mind first. He's like, well, clearly we're going to destroy ourselves and those people will be stuck on Mars.
No, but I mean, they're talking about them. I mean, I don't know how long they're talking about.
Oh, that's a long ways.
That's a lot of ships that go back and forth from here to Mars.
Yeah.
And people start living there.
Yeah, that's a long ways.
And then more
up.
People join them and live there.
But the first few people, five, six probably, that they'll park on Mars. I mean, they want to practice with a moon, basically, and but you'll be coming back from that,
right?
But it's going to be a ways off. But so those first people,
I don't think you would want to. Elon Musk's girlfriend, by the way, who's a singer named Grimes.
Yeah.
Do you have her song there?
Yeah,
it's not necessary.
Oh, she's pretty. That's nice. Sounds like something that schlock station might play.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of mush.
There, I don't think she finished that song.
The audacity.
She posted on Instagram ready to die with the red dirt of Mars beneath my feet.
Nice. Good for you, Grimes.
What do you mean, nice?
Yeah, that's awesome. Because it's a pioneer thing. You know, when you came to the New World back in the day, what if it was horrible when you left Europe for this? What when you get to this country, if you made it, you may not be able to survive. You're certainly not coming back. So, I mean, that's been a spirit of humans forever.
Right, but you know that...
You're on the same planet.
You know that it's... Yes. You know that it's a one-way trip.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good with that.
I mean, the only reason I'm not now is because I'm in a relationship with someone who is absolutely not interested in doing that.
Because
she would never.
She has some common sense.
Yeah. But I mean, to think, I mean, I'm fascinated with getting off this rock.
Let's say that you don't, you're not married.
Right.
And she doesn't exist in some other world.
How dare you, sir? But yes.
You would get on?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, yes, I would love that.
What about, like, McDonald's? I mean, seriously, like...
It would be super rough, but the fact
that
you're...
Star Wars movies?
I mean, the...
And, you know, like...
See, this is why we're never going to go, because they don't need people who worry about... Like, I would miss those things.
Yes.
But, so, I'm not really in the running, because I'm just kind of useless, really. I have no use. But the people that would go, could go... know what they're signing up for and can do some good while they're doing a lot of research and stuff. And
I feel like the people who are signing up just want to end it.
I know what you're saying. I don't think that's the case.
Death by space.
Yeah. No, to me, it's always fascinated me the idea that we're going to leave Earth eventually.
Right.
And I would love to be one of those first people. I think that would be just amazing. I mean, it's funny too, because they say that, oh, you think you would want to do that.
Go what about concerts? You love concerts. No one's going to be coming and playing the moon.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm so fine with that. I'm so fine
you
with
like concerts.
Humans not being around
you
and doing
like
something different. No, I would like to look out, and there's Mars outside. I want to be the person that's looking out the window. And hopefully
then you turn to no one and say, hey, how about this?
I doubt you're going to be there by yourself. There's going to be like five or six people or something. Those first
what
ones.
What if you hate all of them?
I know that is a problem.
Because
the
trip there sucked.
They are going to go through such psychological evaluation. You'll really spend some time with them, I should think. I mean, there's always going to be one jerk that you're going to have a little
bit of
problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
But those are super smart people
they're
going to send.
You can launch that guy, right?
Totally.
Just get rid of him.
Yeah. Did you see the movie The Martian?
I did.
It was fascinating. I mean, you know, it was cool, and it's how it looks, and it's not what made me think that. I've always thought that I wanted to go there.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
Like it was like a guy making the best of it because he couldn't get back to Earth where he wanted to be.
Yeah, harsh as hell. I mean, you had better know what you're doing or you're going to die for
all right,
sure.
Listen, we're going to take calls. If you think that you would like to be one of the first people on Mars, because you can't be the only one, Sluggo.
No. And, I've heard people say, well, park yourself in the Himalayas somewhere a long ways away and see how long you can stay there. But see, I say that's not true because...
So that's just isolation.
Yes, because you know you're still on Earth. You could get up and walk away and go home. So
right.
I believe that if I were there, I would be committed to knowing I'm not coming back. And I'd be okay with
that. Well, I mean, that's not an option.
Yes,
so
it's not an option.
It's not like you could even think about, hey, I sure wish I could go back.
Nope, yep.
But I'm sure there are people like you that would love to be the first person to take steps on Mars.
I think there's tons.
I'm not one of them. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
What if you thought you could come back? Would you want to go then?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe you should have been born a couple hundred years from now.
Okay.
See if we can arrange that. Yeah. I want to party with that dude on Mars, man. That guy was my favorite caller, I think, maybe ever.
Oh, the last guy, yeah?
Yeah, Spicoli.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, we should give away some money.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are we doing that now?
Yeah, why not?
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
Whoa. Game.
You have to be caller 13 818-955-KLOS, and you have to tell us the artist and the song title, and you will win $500. Last hour, a guy named Bruce.
Right on, Bruce.
Won $2,500 for getting Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Someone had guessed Bon Jovi earlier.
But a different song,
yeah,
yes.
Different song. And I was like, oh, that must have been, if they were listening now, going, damn it!
Yep.
Ah. All right, so take a good listen, and if you think you know what it is, grab that phone. Here you go. What is that? You got it, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
For $500, who's this?
Maria.
Maria.
How
are you?
You're caller 13.
No way.
Yes.
Hail to the yeah.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Los Angeles.
All right, you ready to try to get $500?
No.
Okay. That's the attitude. Good for you. Hey, would you like to go to Mars?
We're also offering
Hell
that.
No.
All right. Well, take a good listen. Take a deep breath. Clear out your ears and see if you can guess what this song is. Give us the name of the song and the artist. And you got $500. We're rooting for you.
Okay.
All right, Maria. Here you go. Take a good listen. What do you think that is?
I think it's Foo Fighters, but I don't know the song.
You want to give us a song title?
I don't know any of the song titles. Mm. I'm trying to blank. Sorry.
Well, I'm sorry then, yeah. But thanks for playing, Maria. Please have a good rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, Maria.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.
So next hour between... No, that's tomorrow now.
No, tomorrow between 3 and 4, $1,000. Yeah. 95.5 KLOS out of California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Now, I would imagine Van Halen's going to show up in the final four. JD, who is the perfect person to be the ref of all of that this weekend, will finally figure out who wins after all these brackets.
I would assume they would be in the final four,
yeah,
too.
And, yeah, and right now it's between Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd. And Zeppelin was winning about 60% the last time we checked at 95.5KLOS.com, which is where you can go to vote.
Here's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't really thought it through.
I know.
You think that you've thought it through.
All my life. Right?
Oh, it would be great to go to Mars, but you haven't really thought it through.
Oh, man, I thought I will never come back. I will never set foot on this planet again. And I'm okay with that. I mean, maybe I'll grant you this. Maybe it's because I know that's not going to happen for me.
Maybe okay.
That's why I'm okay with it.
All right. Maybe so that's what I'm
possible.
Saying is you haven't really fully thought it through because
it's not really possible.
It's not a possibility.
But I don't think so, because I have, since as long as I can remember in my life, thought, man, if I had a chance to leave this planet and it meant I couldn't come back, I don't care. I want to go out into the, I want to be off this rock.
By
I want to
yourself.
Go somewhere else. Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer to go with someone, but if it were just to me and there's no one else around.
What a bummer.
That I have tied into.
I'd just end it all immediately before I got
Well,
off.
That's not much fun. I mean, anyone can do that. I mean, you know, big deal.
I'm just saying, it would be a bummer. All right. We're talking about, would you like to live on Mars at KLOS? Hello?
Hey.
How
are you
guys? Good, thank you. You want to live on Mars?
Nah,
I'm with you, bro.
Not. I mean, my goal in life, like, by the time I'm, like, 80 years old, I would absolutely take out, like, a $200,000 loan to go to space. Like, just to go to space.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm not...
That includes a return
yeah,
trip.
Yeah, you want that return ticket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
I understand Absolutely. That. I just think that if, like, the opportunity presented itself and it's so early in the game that you knew you weren't coming back, I'd be like, all right, let's go.
I'm a hard no on that.
No.
Okay, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You would live on Mars?
Yeah, I would love to go to Mars. Are you kidding?
And not come back?
Yeah, and not come back. No way. Absolutely. Forget this place.
Really, though? I mean, I think that's easy to say.
I see, but people say that when they don't feel that way. I know
no,
people
I think
say
it's
that.
Easy to say something like that because it sounds great. It's the first time you're going to be on Mars.
It's not so much that, though.
But
it's
then,
just...
like, day 13, you're done. You're out.
By the way, we're on day 29 of this show. I don't know if you knew that.
So you're good with that.
You would?
I'd feel kind of excited about that. Like, you know, like, hey, you're setting it up. Like, you know, you're building the foundation for future generations to come. You get me? So you're
exactly.
building something
yes.
that people are going to remember.
Yes. Yeah, totally. I feel
up,
like you've
up.
Actually got a reason for living then instead of just cruising around. All right. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you. What's your name?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
My name's Alex.
Alex, thanks for calling in.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. I heard on the radio you guys were asking about people who wanted to go to Mars
yes.
or not.
Yes. Would you like to live on Mars?
I would love to live on Mars.
With a proviso that you would never come home because they can't get you back?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
That's fine. Mars could be my new home.
Wow. Do you have family that would be, like, very upset with your decision, your feeling that way?
Oh, my family would definitely be upset with me for doing that one.
But it wouldn't surprise them, I'm guessing.
Not at all.
Right on. You are my fellow brother, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You know, just for the record, we can't actually offer a trip to Mars.
Oh, no, that's the prize this hour for the 1 second of nonstop rock.
It's kind of about that because physically it's impossible because your body would turn to jello by the time you got there. There's no gravity.
Thanks for that. insightful thing. I'm guessing Bean would probably be very happy to go and live on Mars. That's my guess.
I think so as well.
Right.
But, I mean...
He'd want to do a podcast from Mars, but...
But it would have to be under the idea that family is not around. Like, family can't matter.
Yeah.
And then your decision is, I'm still a hard no.
Yeah.
Hard no.
How about you? 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And that's Boston. I know a lot of people from Boston. They're always pretty damn cool. Kat is from Boston.
Yes, she is.
And I love Bostonians.
But Boston accent.
How did she lose it?
It's unbearable.
It is. It's crazy.
It's unbearable.
And she lost it. She made it disappear. I mean, that's a tough one
to bury.
It's a
good thing because I would have had to turn on her.
Let's turn on her anyway. What the hell? Well, I think we should get out of here. Go home and pet the kitty. I'm going to do that. And then I guess tomorrow it's worth $1,000,
yes,
right? Yeah.
And, 1 second of nonstop raw.
Raw.
Worth $1,000
and
tomorrow.
And we have another episode of the podcast.
Yep. Check out YouTube. Great News with Kevin and Mike. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Peace out.
Sure seemed like I was going to say something different, didn't it?
After being in development for 9 years, it was on this day in rock in 1949 when RCA Victor introduced the 45 RPM single record, the 7-inch single vinyl. It was on this day in rock, as you probably know, in 1955 when Angus Young was born in Glasgow, Scotland. He ended up moving to Australia and formed AC/DC with his brother Malcolm.